and boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Shire team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, when you talk about football or big league baseball, you're talking about a man's game. But when you think of a sport champion like figure skating, well, you've got to pay your respects to a lot of girl athletes, too. Now, take Adele Inge, for example. Adele is only 15 years old, and yet she's one of the most famous young figure skaters in America. Everywhere Adele Inge goes, she's recognized as one of the greatest star performers on the ice. Now, doesn't that go to prove what I've been telling you all along? Pick a sport you're naturally good at, then work and practice all you can, and maybe it won't be very long until you're ready to step in the champion class yourself. But I'll tell you one thing, and I know Adele Inge and many other athletes will agree with me on this. You've got to keep in training if you're going to make the most of your natural ability. You've got to pick a good, sound training program and stick to it all year round. That's why you'll find so many young athletes all over the country, fellas and girls just like you, who follow the three training rules of Jack Armstrong. You know all about that famous training system, I'm sure. Get plenty of fresh air, sleep and exercise, use lots of soap and water, and eat a breakfast of champions every morning. A big bowl full of Wheaties with milk or cream and fruit. That's a real athlete's training breakfast and a mighty important part of Adele Inge's own personal training schedule. This great young figure skater says, almost ever since I started ice skating, I've tried to keep in training. I've always liked whole wheat, so of course those toasted Wheaties flakes are a favorite for my breakfast. Mother says they're good for me all year round, so I eat Wheaties both in winter and summer. They taste better than any cereal I know of. Now, there you have a red-hot training tip from a champion athlete not much older than you are. Adele Inge enjoys Wheaties for breakfast every morning. And so will you, I know, once you get into the swing of championship training. I'm telling you, those Wheaties flakes pack a super delicious flavor that always hits the spot. And think of all the fine bodybuilding nourishment you get in Wheaties. All the well-known important food values of the natural whole wheat grain. Looks as if you'd better send out a call right away for that big orange and blue package with the two famous trademarks, Wheaties and Breakfast of Champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. A strange procession is approaching the native village of Mulita in the wild hill country of the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. Karang, the chief of the village, is leading the column with a handful of his native tribesmen. But occasionally, he and his tribesmen cast back fearful glances at the pack horse which the Filipino Michelle is leading. They think the horse is a magic horse that can talk, because Jack and Billy have made clever use of a portable radio set strapped on the horse's back. Walking behind Michelle and the pack horse are Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim. They're going to Mulita to interview an old Moro peddler who knows something of the missing Professor Laurie. And Jack and the others also believe that Karang, and perhaps the Moro peddler, are trying to incite the tribes to an uprising against the army troops stationed on the coast. Now, as they enter the little village, they sense an air of hostility as the natives come out to observe them. Listen. Listen now, Billy. We've got to keep on our toes in this village. The natives don't trust us.
I'll say they don't, Jack. Look at them scowl.
It won't be hard to make the horse keep on talking, Jack. That little radio set's all strapped to his back, and you've got your set strapped to your back. All you have to do is talk into your mic, and the horse will talk.
It may not be as simple as that, Betty. This Moro peddler has traveled around quite a bit. He's probably seen radio sets on the coast.
And I'll bet Karang sent a runner ahead to warn the old Moro peddler, Uncle Jim. Maybe that peddler's mixed up with this gun-running business. Karang is probably afraid the magic horse will find out and tell us about it.
Just like the horse found out who stole Jack's pedometer and told us about it.
Speaking of the pedometer, Jack, how far have we come since we left the main trail?
I'll slip the pedometer off my belt and see, Uncle Jim. Here we are. We've come exactly 4 3/4 miles.
Watch Karang, Jack. He's looking back at you. He's still bound and determined he's going to get that pedometer from you if he can.
I don't blame him for wanting it, Billy. But he's not going to get it while I have anything to say about it.
Yes, we've got to hang on to that pedometer, Jack. Next to a horse that can talk in two languages, it's just about the most important piece of equipment we've got.
Oh, I just know Carang will try to steal it again, Jack. He'll probably try it at night, when you and the horse are both asleep.
I'll keep my eye on him. Look at Carang. He stopped. He's signaling for us to catch up with him. Oh, I guess this is the center of the village, Billy. Why, it's a kind of marketplace. Maybe the Moro peddler is somewhere around here.
We'll have Carang send for the peddler right away, Jack.
I don't see any place around here where they could hide any large number of rifles, Jack.
Shh, Billy, not so loud. Remember that Carang can speak English.
Yeah, I'd forgotten. Look at him scowl at us.
But he's not scowling at Michelle and the horse, Billy. He certainly isn't going to take any chance of offending that horse.
He'll play safe as long as he thinks the horse can talk, Betty. Well, here we are. Let's see what Carang has to say.
Me send for Moro. You wait here.
We'll wait, Carang. We've come a long ways to talk to him.
You make horse talk for him, huh?
I can't make the horse talk, Carang. He talks only when he wants to.
Horse talk plenty much. Horse know plenty much. You take horse away, huh?
We'll take him back with us, Carang, after we've talked to the Moro peddler.
Yeah. Me get him for you. You wait.
I see what Carang is afraid of, Billy. He's afraid the horse will find out something if we hang around the village.
Yeah, didn't I tell you Carang is up to some mischief? That's why he wants us to leave before we find out what it is.
Look, Jack. Look at that bent old man coming this way.
Why, that must be the Moro peddler, Betty. See, he's wearing pantaloons and he's got a turban on his head.
But, Jack, he looks too old and decrepit to have a hand in this gun smuggling.
But he's not too old and decrepit to have had Professor Loring's watch, Billy.
Oh. I don't like his face at all.
It's hard to see his face, Betty. He's got it all daubed up with some sort of paint.
Look, Carang is showing him our horse. He's telling him how the horse can talk English and dialect.
I'll bet I know what he's doing, Jack. I'll bet he's warning the Moro peddler to be careful while he's around the horse.
Oh, I hope the peddler doesn't examine that pack on the horse too closely, Jack.
Say, I hope he doesn't. He may have seen a radio set before.
Holy smoke, Jack. He is examining the pack. Look at him. He's got his hand on the little pack with the radio set.
Oh, I know he'll find out. He'll find out and tell Carang.
Keep your chin up, Petty. He hasn't found out anything yet. At least if he has, he's keeping it to himself. He's not telling Carang about it yet.
Here they come, Uncle Jim. I hope that Moro can speak English.
Well, most of the peddlers that go through the islands can speak English, Jack. Well, Carang, is this the Moro peddler?
Yeah, this Moro peddler. He said, what you want with him?
I'll talk to him myself, Carang. What's your name? Do you speak English?
My name's Solata. Me speak English little bit. What you want?
You sold a gold watch to a man in Zamboanga not long ago. I want to know where you got that watch.
Why you want know, huh?
That watch came from a friend of mine who has disappeared somewhere in the interior of Mindanao. I'm looking for him. I want to know where he is.
Why you not ask magic horse, huh?
Listen to that, Jack. He knows the talking horse is all a bluff.
Billy, not so loud.
My horse knows many things, Solata, but he doesn't know where my friend is.
Me no like you. Me no like white people.
I don't care whether you like us or not, Solata. I want some information from you, and I'm willing to pay you for it. I'll give you 10 pesos if you'll tell me where you got that watch.
No. Me no like white people.
I'm at the younger thing, no, Inca.
What's Carang saying to the girls? Look, Jack. Carang is pointing at the pedometer on your belt.
So that's what he's talking about. He wants the peddler to sell us the information in exchange for the pedometer.
What you got on belt, huh?
That's a pedometer, Solata. It tells how far I walk.
You give me, tell you where me got watch.
Don't give it to him, Jack. We'll get the information from him some other way.
You give me.
Jack's face. He looks as though he wanted to bite Jack's nose off.
Oh, if I were Jack, I'd punch him one. Wouldn't let him put that painted old mug next to my face.
You give me, huh?
Well, I'll be... Jack, you aren't going to give him the pedometer.
Yes, I think I will.
Put it back on your belt, Jack. He's not going to frighten us into giving it away.
Please, Uncle Jim. Will you trust me?
Trust you? Of course I'll trust you, Jack. If you have some good reason for giving him the pedometer, go right ahead.
Thanks, Uncle Jim. All right, Solata. Here's the pedometer.
Why do you suppose he's giving in to the Moro Billy?
Search me, Betty. He must have some reason. How about it, Jack? What's up?
I'll tell you later, Billy. All right, Salada, you've got my pedometer. Now suppose you tell us where you got Professor Loring's watch.
Me no like white man. Me no tell you. You ask mighty horse.
Why, you low-down double... Why, give us back that pedometer.
Take it easy, Billy. We told Jack we'd trust him. He must know what he's doing.
Well, all right, Uncle Jim. But there's something mighty funny about this somewheres. We'd better get our horse.
Wait. You stay here. See? My men get horse.
Don't let your men touch that horse, Caron. You know he's a magic horse. He'll do something terrible to your men if they touch him.
Well, Jack, someone already has him. They've got him by the reins.
You see? My men got horse. He not hurt them. Maybe horse lose his magic, huh?
You bet he hasn't lost his magic, Caron.
Yeah, we'll see. He keep horse over there. We see if he talk now.
Can you make him talk, Jack? Can you make him talk without anybody seeing you?
Not now, Billy. The switch is turned off on the horse's radio.
Oh, what'll we do? We've got to make him talk.
Look. Some of his men have grabbed Michelle.
We've got to do something, Jack. Look, he's having his men surround us.
Yeah, and they've grabbed Michelle now.
Look at the moral peddler. He's yelling in 18 different dialects.
All right, never mind the peddler. It's these other ladies we've got to watch.
Yeah, wait. Well, white man, what you say now, eh? Me think too bad for you.
Look at Uncle Jim, Jack. He's cocking his hunting rifle.
Just 1 minute, Carang. You see this hunting rifle? It's loaded and cocked. The first man that lays a hand on one of us gets a bullet through him.
You talk foolish, white man. You shoot once, at all. Maybe you shoot one man. At all you shoot. We get you then.
Uncle Jim, don't shoot. I know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, Jack. If I can shoot only one man, it'll be Caron.
You must trust me, Uncle Jim. I know something.
You know? Pretty well, Jack.
Yeah. Young man got plenty sense. You go in here.
Jack, he's going to put us into the shack over here, the one that's sitting on the ground.
All right, Betty, we'll go there.
Jumping Jiminy, Jack, you don't seem very worried about it.
Maybe I'm not, Billy.
Well, Caron, where do you want us to go?
You go here, white man. You go in this house. We look at your horse. We see what you bring here. Maybe you government man. Maybe too bad for you.
Come on, all of you. We'll go into this thatched hut while he inspects our packs.
Get inside this shack, Billy. You too, Betty.
All right, Jack. We're all inside. No one's listening. Now, what's your secret?
Listen, that Moro peddler. Do you know who he is?
Why, he's just an old, ugly-looking Moro.
No, he's not. He's not old and he's not ugly when he takes his paint off. Remember when he pretended to be so mad at me? When he put his face so close to mine? He was just showing me who he was.
But who is he, Jack?
He's our faithful Moro friend from Cotabango. He's Malua. What do you think of that? He's Malua.
Well,
what do you know
about
that?
That changes everything.
Well, so Malua's going around the country disguised as an old Moro peddler. Say, he can't be mixed up in his gun running. But there must be some very important reason for his being up there in the Zamboanga Peninsula. And there's some very special reason why he wanted to get that pedometer from Jack, too. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye, and you'll certainly want to be in on it. So listen in, all of you, at the same time next Monday for another exciting episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, while you're thinking about it, be sure to ask Mother to get you some Wheaties this weekend. Boy, those Wheaties will taste mighty good for breakfast tomorrow and Sunday. You're all set to start the weekend in champion style if you'll ask for Wheaties now.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye to Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just bye.